Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to Lake Life Weekend Podcast. This is already weekend number 33 of this year, 2017. We are in August. Got a little chilly. We got some rain coming this week. I hope that will clear up for this weekend, because please stay tuned for our interview guest this week, Betsy Roeder from the New York Mills Cultural Center, speaking a little bit about their operation, their mission, some Finn history, and also an upcoming puppet pageant that's really cute and has a Finn tradition that they're bringing to New York Mills, a festival every year, and learn more about that in our interview. Now some news. We have, mark your calendar, September 9th, please, a Youth Waterfall Day. Youth ages 12 to 15 can start applying for Minnesota's Youth Waterfall Day that takes place on September 9th. The Minnesota DNR and U.S. National Wildlife Services, Ducks Unlimited, Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club, and others have partnered to make these hunts available. They will take place in four areas: Southern Twin Cities, Sherburn private land between Fairmont and Windham, private land in Fergus Falls, and the Sherburn National Wildlife Refuge near Zimmerman and Princeton. More information here on our website, lakelifeweekend.com. You will find a link to that invitation. Construction bid underway for Lake Outlet Plan. The outlet construction project for the landlocked lakes near Perham took a big step forward July 25th. The county board members approved advertising for bids, with awarding of the bid likely in September. Before they begin, they are making sure that all permits and purchase agreements are completed, so there are less cost overruns down the road. Full article on the Perham Focus, a link on our website as well. Indian pipe plant. The Indian pipe plant is one of the most uncommon flowers that you will see growing in Ottawa County, so it's so rare that it is also referred to as the ghost flower or corpse plant. It's a relative of the blueberries and cranberries, but the look is more of a pinkish mushroom. Unlike other plants that generate their own energy from sunlight, the Indian pipe plant is a parasite of the forest floor. The plant has roots, but it gathers its nourishment from fungus growing in the soil. If you're lucky, you can spot them in dense, moist woodlands with heavy leaf litter. They're only found in northern forests areas of the United States and Canada. There's a full article in the Fergus Falls Journal. We thought we'd share that. An article about the Indian pipe plant. Go to our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And now an overview about the events. You'll find a link and details on our lakelifeweekend.com website. This is a full weekend ahead. Wolf Lake Harvest Fest, August 18 and 19th. Double S Arena Rodeo, August 18th in Detroit Lakes. You'll find a link and more details on our website. Cormoran Days, August 19th. You have a 45-year celebration of Watermelon Day, August 19th in Vining, Minnesota. Also, all details on our website. And Women's Awakening Festival on August 19th in Ottawa Lake. Also a link. And then featured here, the puppet pageant in New York Mills, which will perform this Friday. And then also Saturday in Perham. And I don't want to keep this from our interview with Betsy Roeder at the Cultural Center in New York Mills. Enjoy and have fun this weekend ahead. Well, hello. I am sitting here with Betsy Roeder from New York Mills of the Cultural Center. And she will speak about the Kalevala puppet pageant coming up this weekend. And before we dive into the mission of the Cultural Center and the pageant, welcome Betsy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So I grew up in New York Mills, left for college in Indiana, went to Valparaiso University. And after graduating there, I moved to Minneapolis for about 10 years and then moved back to New York Mills. I have kind of an unusual background in terms of coming or working now for an arts organization. I was a finance major at Valparaiso, went to work for Target headquarters in Minneapolis, got my MBA at St. Thomas while I was there. Mm-hmm. So I have that kind of numbers finance background, but I've always had an interest in the arts and in nonprofit organizations. So when we made the decision to move back to New York Mills, at the time I had two children and was kind of trying to figure out if I was going to stay home with them or do a part-time thing. And an opportunity came up at the Cultural Center. So I started part-time there, worked there for about 4 years before the director, then director, was retiring. And so I decided to take on the director role at that time. So it's been really interesting.
So you're equipped to be the CEO of Lund, but you became the director of the Cultural Center.
Well, I don't know about that, but yes, yeah, it's interesting. You know, the organization kind of needed that at the time. The whole like finance piece and financial sustainability has really been a goal since I became director. We weren't in a great financial position, and so I've been able to focus my skills and energy on that in addition to the arts programming. And I've had great staff and volunteer and board support to help on the arts side too, and I've learned a lot.
Yeah, I served a couple of years on the board of the Rourke Art Museum in Moorhead,
yeah.
And I know how challenging it can be for a nonprofit to sustain, to
yes,
survive.
Absolutely. And,
but now that is really intriguing, because in our previous little conversation, you mentioned that you have a 40-mile radius a mission to cultivate or preserve, communicate culture,
yep,
and you're working together with Detroit Lakes and Fergus Falls. Tell us a little bit more about the mission of the Cultural Center.
Sure. So the mission is to be a hub for creativity, community vitality, and lifelong learning in the arts. So it's really more than just the arts and cultural piece. You know, in a rural area, it's about community, making our small rural area more vibrant, and having a place for people to gather, but then also to learn about the arts and culture and how that's really needs to be part of our lives, not just, you know, on the edge and this extra thing maybe for people, for the elite or whatever. No, it's for everybody.
Oh, for sure.
So it's about celebrating that, providing access to new and different things, but then also celebrating our local culture. And I believe that collaborating with other regional organizations is really important, because we all can kind of make ourselves better and engage more people. So I've been able to develop relationships with people, like you mentioned, in Fergus Falls, in Detroit Lakes. And so I think we can just serve everybody better when we're working together and kind of furthering each other's missions. We all have kind of similar missions, you know, to provide access to things. Because in rural America, right, it's hard to, there aren't museums on every corner, and there aren't events that you can go to at any time. That was actually one thing that I worried about when moving from Minneapolis to New York Mills, was kind of that lack of culture and mm-hmm. arts and diversity. That was concerning for me. And so when the job opportunity came up at the Cultural Center, I kind of thought, oh, this is perfect, right? It felt really serendipitous that opportunity came up, and it's allowed me to, you know, really have a just really like take the bull by the horns and be able to bring a lot of that to my community, for my family and for my fellow citizens.
I'm surprised, but I'm happy also, not surprised, but I'm really happy to hear that, because I know, for example, a big Microsoft in Fargo is struggling to get employees from the Seattles and the New Yorks, because we don't have a opera house,
right,
and we don't have the symphony close by.
Yes.
So even a community like Fargo Moorhead needs that and is working hard to provide cultural events and locations,
right,
happenings to bring talent.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, so when the Cultural Center first started, part of the argument, so John Davis was the founder, and he argued that arts could bring economic development, and that's kind of how,
yeah,
he convinced people. And I think that's really still true. But it's also the cultural and you know, entertainment feels like not a important enough word, but, you know, just to bring people together and have those good experiences is really important. And I would argue that seeing a concert at the Cultural Center in New York Mills is better than going to an opera house, because you can reach out and touch the performers, you know? Yeah. Like, it's such an intimate, it's the listening room space is what, sure, we refer to it as. And, you know, now that I've been to so many concerts there, I don't even really like going to concerts in big venues, because it's a very different experience. I shouldn't say it that way, but it's not that I don't like it. I just really appreciate being able to see people in our really intimate listening space. And we're very fortunate in Minnesota because of the Minnesota State Arts Board,
yeah,
and the Legacy Amendment. And so, yes, the funds that go towards arts and cultural programming allow us to bring really high quality people to New York Mills. I mean, it's incredible. We had a musician from India that had performed, you know, all over in the major venues all around the world, and she was in New York Mills, mm-hmm, and it kind of hurt my heart a little because there were like 30 people in the audience, and I thought, oh, this is amazing that we have her here and there's not enough people enjoying it. But then when I was new, a colleague said, you know what, don't ever feel bad about that, because for those 30 people, they had an amazing experience, so don't discount, sure, that, you know. So it's still my mission to bring more people in so more people can appreciate some of these high quality people that we bring in. But, you know, whoever's there gets that great experience. And I just hope that more people hear about these opportunities and continue to come, because we need people to come if we want to be able to keep offering things like this. So
no, and we want to communicate that too. So yeah, that's why we're doing this today, spreading it over through Lakes Country. Help me. This is like it's not just reserved for the community. It's open to the general public, of
yes,
course.
Yes, absolutely. So when I say community, it's beyond New York Mills.
Yeah.
So New York Mills Regional Cultural Center was the original name, and we still use that kind of interchangeably. But absolutely, we're about the region. We do draw from as far as Fergus Falls, Alexandria, Fargo-Moorhead, even, mm-hmm, you know, Park Rapids. People kind of come from all over, and that's great. That's what we want to be. There are a lot of rural art centers. So when we started in 1990, there weren't a lot. Mm-hmm. We were one of the first rural arts and cultural organizations of its kind. Since then, there are a lot more, and I think that's a great thing. But I also think it's, you know, people understand that, you know, when you live in New York Mills, we drive to Minneapolis sometimes to go to cultural events. Mm-hmm. We drive to Fargo, no problem. And I think people are willing to do that if it's something really cool. So then it's my job to get the word out and, yeah, get things marketed. But yeah.
Yeah. Your year-round program.
Yes.
So you're not a seasonal summer program. You have year-round program?
We do. We do close during the month of January, or,
sure,
we have historically. but really, that's the only time that we take off. And even during that month, I'm still there doing a lot of work, but we just don't do a lot of programming.
Let's touch a little bit as much as you have for us about preserving the Finn culture.
Yeah.
Because I learned Finn culture is high.
Yes.
Higher in New York Mills area than maybe in other parts of Minnesota.
Yes.
I always think it's German all over, but there's also the Finn. No, and I so you're preserving or communicating culture from the past, but also in the future. What's about the Finn culture that you share in the,
yeah,
community center?
Well, so part of the cultural center, you know, our vision is to connect people with artists and rich cultural experiences. And then we added the second part 2 years ago when I took on the director role, which is to celebrate the local and be a window to the world. And we really felt that that was important, you know, not only to be an organization that provides access to things that are not available normally and that are outside of our cultural experience here, but also to celebrate that local culture. And so, you know, I think there's sometimes an idea that art is elite, you know, it's only for certain types of people. And I really want to break down those barriers and say, nope, we want to celebrate our local culture. There are tons of amazingly talented artists in our region. And then what is it about our culture? So that's where the Finnish culture comes in.
Okay.
That is the history of New York Mills. A lot of Finnish settlers were in the region. There was a New York lumber milling company that started the community, but the Finnish piece was very important. We have a lot of churches that preached in Finnish. the church that I grew up in. They had a Finnish service and an English service for a long time, up until about, I think, 10 or 15 years ago, or maybe even more recently. There were still church services that were preached in the Finnish language. You used to be able to walk into the cafe and hear people speaking Finnish in the mornings. There would be groups of farmers that would still come and really embrace that Finnish culture. So it's a really important thing, you know. Sauna, there was a community sauna. There were,
really?
Yeah, there's that closed down, I think, maybe like 10 to 15 years ago, too. I wish I knew more about those stories. But I hear, you know, people come to the cultural center a lot and ask questions and share their experiences. And that definitely is a strong part of the culture of our area. So then moving on to the puppet pageant, that's one way that we really, every year we celebrate that Finnish culture. And so
the Kalevala.
Yes, the Kalevala puppet pageant. So the Kalevala is the Finnish book of legends. So essentially it's taking all of those oral stories that were passed down from generation to generation. Somebody sat down and wrote them down. Uh-huh. And those are the stories that are told from, you know, the Finnish culture.
Stories about what?
And just like kind of like... creatures and you know, it's, I guess, the equivalent maybe of the Greek gods and so there's like stories about the Kraken, which is the big sea monster, and there's Väinämöinen, who's this wise old bard that, you know, helped keep the peace in the land. And so there's a lot of characters that come back year after year in the puppet pageant. And essentially what happens is we have hired a creative director from Minneapolis. Her name is Ann Sawyer. And every year she does the research, she reads the Kalevala, and she finds these little stories and then adapts that to a performance. The one challenge that she's had is that a lot of the stories in the Kalevala are really dark. So it's about, like, you know, the creatures of the underworld and, you know, all these kind of scary things.
Very contemporary with Thrones. What is that? I don't know.
Yeah, Game.
TV.
I don't either. Yeah, Game of Thrones. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know either.
All dark, too.
That's right. So she, you know, but then we have children performing in the pageant, you know, from age like 5 to 12 is probably our core group of performers. So you got to, we dress it up a little bit, or cheer it up a little bit. Yeah. So one thing that I think Anne has done a really nice job of is she takes those characters from the Kalevala and the main storylines, but she adds in a local flair. So it's been teamed up with the New York Mills Civic and Commerce Corn Feed for years. Okay, so the Civic and Commerce group does this free corn feed every year.
Sure.
You know, it's like a thanks for having a business in New York Mills, thanks for supporting businesses in New York Mills, come have some free corn. So Anne has incorporated the corn feed into the puppet pageant storyline as well. So she kind of takes these local aspects and incorporates it. The other thing is Lund fishing boats the company started in New York Mills. They're still made there. So she's incorporated Lund boats into the storyline. Mm-hmm. This year we're partnering with Goose Gang in Pyrum.
Okay.
Which is a toy store here in Pyrum, and they're we're working together with them. We're having a second performance at Goose Gang on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And the golden goose is one of the new main characters in the story. So the title this year is Väinämöinen and the Golden Goose. And there's going to be goslings and little cute little geese. And that's part of the storyline. So it's a fun kind of modern adaptation of these old legends, but then incorporating new culture into the story.
Okay, so we know the storyline, and then we heard it's 5 to 12-year-old children performing.
Approximately,
and
yeah. A little
puppets,
bit
it's not hand puppets, it's big puppets, yeah?
True. So this is large-scale street theater is we call
street
it.
Street theater.
Street theater, yep. It's kind of borrowed from the Grand Marais. They do a summer solstice pageant, and the previous director saw that pageant and said, I think we can do that in New York Mills. And so we kind of took a page from their story. We talk about that a lot. I guess it's all industries, but I think especially in the arts and cultural industry, you know, if someone has a good idea, take it for your own and make it your own, you know, adapt it. And so that's one thing we've done. The other cool thing about Anne Sawyer is that she is also a stilter. So some of the walking on stilts.
Oh.
So the kids actually learn how to walk on stilts, and that's part of the performance. So my oldest son is going to be 10 in September, and he is stilting for the first time, and he was so excited to get up on those stilts, and he said, I could walk all the way to the end of the sculpture park. It was amazing. So they're on, I guess they're probably like...
2 feet?
Yeah, I think 2 to 3 feet. stilt. They're all kind of different heights. So Anne herself is a very accomplished stilter. And so she actually stands on very tall stilts, or like 3 or 4 foot stilts, I think. And she narrates the entire performance. Mm-hmm. And then the kids and the adults that are part of the performance, because there are some adults as well, mm-hmm. They have been building costumes and building props for 2 weeks. They make their own costumes, a lot of cardboard, paper mache. They make masks with clay. And so the costumes and that, like, visual arts piece is a big piece of the performance. And so they're coming out and kind of acting while Anne narrates the play.
Oh, sure.
And then we also have Curtis and Loretta, and they're a musical duo from Minneapolis. Really, high quality, like I mentioned before. They've been named best musicians in Minneapolis. They're really very accomplished. And So they do a variety of music. So Loretta plays the harp, and then it's a lot of percussion. So they have, like, cymbal crashes and bells and xylophone and triangle. And, you know, they become a part of the story with their music.
Oh, sure. So it's a narrated music. It's not a musical, but it's music.
Yes.
And then we have this big costumed performers.
Yes.
And you need a huge stage. It's street.
So we do it outside. Yep. So we've historically done it in the parking lot behind the center, the library parking lot. But this year we're in New York Mills. We're in a new location this year at the VFW in New York Mills. And the great thing about that is they have an awesome, like, backyard space that's green grass, so it's a little safer for the stilters too. Grass is, you know, it's better to fall in grass than on concrete.
Yeah.
Although they really don't fall very often. It's pretty impressive. But so that'll be behind the VFW on Friday in New York Mills.
And then on what time?
7 p.m.
Okay.
So the corn feed starts at 4 p.m. and people are welcome to come and enjoy corn. There's other food. Our cultural center board always does root beer floats as kind of a little fundraiser for the pageant. And then at 7 p.m., the puppet pageant performance happens. And then this year, because it's at the VFW and they have a cool outdoor stage, they're actually going to have a band playing before and after the puppet pageant. So it's really a full
night. We have a New York Mills street day.
Yeah, that's right.
It's party day.
It's pretty cool. And then we're really excited about the second performance in Perham the following day. So Saturday, the 19th of August at 4 p.m., we'll do a second performance in the parking lot at Goose Gang.
Okay. Yes. So coming right here.
Yep. Absolutely.
And what's the largest puppet like?
So
10 feet high?
So the biggest puppet that is Our Lady of Waters, and she actually is at the Cultural Center. But she is on wheels, and she's too big to really do any other way, so she won't be able to be in the pageant. That's the one downside of being on grass. So this year, the largest one will not be a part of the performance, but you can come and see her at the Cultural Center in New York Mills. So there's going to be more what they call backpack puppets. So they're built with the ability to kind of be put on somebody's shoulders.
Like wings.
Yeah, kind of. It just goes up. So probably there'll still be, more than 10 feet, probably 10 to 12 feet tall puppets, yeah.
How long is the performance?
It's not that long, actually. It's probably 20 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It kind of varies from year to year, so I'm not quite sure what it'll be. But it's short enough and very engaging that it's appropriate for all ages. So I've always brought, even before my children were involved, we always came to watch it. And typically there's kind of a row of kids sitting on the floor in the front row, and they're pretty enthralled for the full performance. Yeah, it's really neat.
How long has this been established?
This is the ninth year.
Okay, the ninth year.
Yep.
And it's funded. Are you getting grant money from the state of Minnesota?
We are. So the Cultural Center, we received operating support from the Minnesota State Arts Board a year ago, and that was just renewed again this year. And that's been hugely transformational for us as an organization. So that really helps to fund activities like this. Prior to that, we got several grants from Lake Region Arts Council, which is also a state-funded organization. Now that we get operating support, we don't qualify for those project grants anymore.
Okay.
But the operating support can help fund, things like the puppet pageant. It's also funding a lot of other things.
Sure.
So one of the things we do for a big event like this is really try to get business sponsors, individual sponsors, kids. It costs about $300 per kid is what we've figured for them to participate in the 2 weeks of workshops and then the performances. However, we don't want to eliminate people's ability to participate. So it used to be free. A couple years ago, we enacted a $50 per child participation fee, and then it's $100 maximum per family. So what we've tried to do then with businesses and individuals is to say, sponsor a child.
Yeah.
So give us $50 or $100, and then that helps kids be able to participate. Because if somebody can't pay, doesn't matter. They can still participate.
Sure.
Just call and say, I need a scholarship, and they can be a part of it.
The performance is free to attend, though.
It is. Okay. Yeah. So, that kind of limits our ability to bring in money, though. So we really do depend on businesses and individuals for support. The New York Mills Civic and Commerce has sponsored every year. They actually give us $1,000, which is amazing support, right? So that's been really important. We used to get $3,000 grants from Lake Region Arts Council, but we can't get those anymore.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, the whole thing costs about $6,000 to put on when
to produce.
Yep. So we really are looking for a lot of business and individual support. We passed the hat at the end of the performance. We started doing that a couple years ago. So it gives people an opportunity to contribute if they enjoyed the show.
Sure. How many people come to watch it?
So usually between 200 and 300.
Really?
It's really a great crowd. That's one of the things that the prior director, I think, was the one who came up with the idea to do it at the same time as the corn feed, because that crowd's there, you know? So people want to come out for free corn, of course, and then they get to stay for this free street theater performance. So in the past, they had to walk from Central Park in New York Mills to the back of the Cultural Center, which is like a half a block, right? So the Stilters would go with the big banner and say, it's time to start, everybody follow us, and they would walk over. So it'll be a little easier this year being at the VFW because it's all happening in that one space. So hopefully it'll still be a great crowd of a couple hundred people. It's, like I said, a short and sweet performance, so it definitely keeps people engaged, and it's a cool thing. We had a somebody come last year from far away. I can't remember. They were staying at a resort, and they said, we just can't believe that this happens in New York Mills, Minnesota. It's such a cool cultural event. Me too, so that always makes me feel good.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful, especially I'm new to the area, fairly new, and I'm starting to explore opportunities to enrich myself, or I have an 8-year-old son, and he enjoys those things too. So it's amazing to find Finn culture here, all those historic cornerstones.
Yes.
And we are celebrating 150 years anniversary of Otter Tail County next year as well.
Yes.
So I think it's great to see that the history is embraced and cultivated and part of our lives, even with the festival.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad we can share it, and I'm glad I read it somewhere a couple of weeks ago, and then we met at a Perm event last week, and you were spontaneous enough to speak about it. I think it's great. I hope I will be able to see it, if not Friday, then here in Perm on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely.
And anything else you want to share about New York Mills or the pageant besides inviting everybody?
Sure, yeah, exactly. I just invite everybody to come and take part. So my hope is always that people, come and experience something that sounds pretty cool, and then they go, oh, that was really great. Like, I'm going to go to more events at the Cultural Center, right? So in the summer, we do kind of three big events. We have the Great American Think-Off in June, which already happened. We have the Fish House Festival that happened in July, and then we have the Puppet Pageant in August. And so this is kind of our last big summer event that we produce.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get through this, then we kind of get into our normal season where we have monthly performing arts events. So we've got like a Annie Humphrey concert on September 23rd. She's a Native American musician. She's bringing like all these amazing spoken word artists and musicians. There's a rapper from Red Lake Reservation that's going to be opening for her. I can't remember what it is. Robert X. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm messing that up. Sorry. But it's going to be a great show. And that's part of a whole weekend event that we're a part of, this new Fiber Arts trail. It's called the Weaving Waters Fiber Arts Trail, and it's a new fiber arts.
What is fiber arts?
So fiber arts is like knitting, crocheting, sculpting,
fibers.
Sculpting with different fibers. Like one of our classes is going to be making a vessel out of wire, like aluminum wire, like sculpting. So it encompasses a variety of different types of art form. I'm all about a broad definition of art. That's the other thing about embracing local art, culture, and world art and culture, right? I don't want to delve too deeply into that, but my point is we have so much going on at the Cultural Center. So, like, check out our website.
Yeah.
Check out our website. Come and visit us. The website is culture.org. So, KULCHER.org. If you Google the Cultural Center in New York Mills, you'll find us. We really do have a lot of things going on, and we just invite people to come and be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm glad I invited you. Thank you very much for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, see you soon again.
Yeah, hope to see you at the Puppet Pageant.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.